Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Coach, how are you today?
Clark, I'm doing good, but it seems like everybody's not quite as jovial this morning.
I am.
After that,
I got one right.
Avalanche, a little let down, and more of a comeback, I think, attitude for the Lightning.
Boy, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, I thought this is what we'd see in game two. I really thought Tampa Bay would bring this kind of game in game two. And so I did say it, you know, yesterday. I said I thought they would bring it. And I kind of made what I think is a good move for right now. I got Tampa at 5-1 yesterday to win the Cup. And today, after the win last night, they're 2-1. So I figure even if they don't get it, I got value in my pocket. So I just thought this team is too good to just roll over and die. And I knew that off a 7-0 win, way too much. The Avalanche, as I said, would have been a minus or a plus 130 or 40 underdog if they had if that second game had been close. So I figured overplayed yesterday. But now what do you do in goal for the Avs too? Because Darcy Kuemper wasn't good. He gets yanked. Frankie comes in. And now, I mean, do you go back to Kuemper and just with a short leash? Or
no.
You know, Micah says no right away.
I think
you make the switch. You do?
Yeah.
Boy, that's you're ahead 2-1 to win a Stanley Cup in the series. And you're going to pull the guy that you really have rested all of your thoughts on. You're going to get him out of there. Okay. I give him... And I'm listening to Mark Mosier this morning, of course, the radio guy for the Avs. And he's kind of on my side, too. I think you give Kuemper the shot with a real short leash and just see if he's going to be better. Some of the goals were weird last night, but Vasilevsky outplayed the Avs goalies. And I think you get even more of that coming up here tomorrow night. So I absolutely think this series can be tied 2-2 going back to Colorado. We'll see. How do the Avs respond, Bruce? That's the question.
And, you know, so many people predicted a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say it's not a series until the road team wins.
That's right.
The road team has not won yet. So it could be flip-flop back and forth.
And you said it. I mean, and that's the saying in hockey. It's not a series until, or it's more than just hockey, but not a series until the road team wins. You're right. Taking care of home ice so far. This will be, you know, the Avs are going to come. They're going to be rolling tomorrow night. You're going to get the full onslaught of the Avs tomorrow night. I don't think you got it last night. So how does Tampa Bay respond to that? Looks to me like they're
two
just,
great teams.
It is back in the series, though. So
you know the Lightning, they're a dynasty. I mean, in 2 years back to back Stanley Cup champs.
So you don't offer up the oh it was COVID and it was different
oh,
and they played in a
not.
Bubble and all everybody's, that BS.
Everybody's the same.
Yep.
They
agreed.
They skate and they compete and they are two time. You know, Stanley Cup champions.
They are. And
that does not happen by accident.
No. And you got to go through the champion to get there. So we'll see what that looks like. Allo Communication Studios, that's where we're talking to you from here at KFKA, Northern Colorado's voice here. Love that we're 1310 AM and also 103.1 FM. I tell you what, have you guys tuned in to Good Morning NOCO? I mean, Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, knocking it out of the park in the morning, 6 to 9. If you've not tuned in, you get everything. Kind of a magazine type show. You get entertainment, you get sports, certainly local information and local interviews, but it's the hilarity is great. The hilarity ensues. It's good stuff. I know you've
absolutely
tuned in a bunch, Bruce, so that's a great way to start the day here at KFKA, and then, of course, Coach and I here from 11 to noon.
Great
and
show to listen while you're working out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It makes
right.
you laugh.
Speaking of working out. And throwing a bone to one of our great sponsors of Good Morning NOCO, Benchmark Medical, being held accountable. You look fantastic, man. You're starting to drop them.
Well, I've dropped a little bit, about 21 right
Woo! 21 pounds?
So, I would, you know, I would, it's getting there.
Yeah.
But just trying to work out more, eat a little better.
Sure.
And I never cheat, but that is so far from
I think
from
you
reality.
Have to cheat a little bit once in a while, as long as you don't jump over the edge, right?
Exactly right.
Best time in my – well – when I got divorced, that was the greatest. That was the greatest weight loss effort of my life. You know, 30 pounds in about 3 weeks. But
I thought you were going to say 130.
No, I was 30 though, and that's where I want to go right now. But I don't want to get married again and divorced in this short of time. So I've got to find something else. But the folks at Benchmark, man, they do a great job and they hold you accountable.
They do. Dr. Sandy, yep. She's on top of things and. Really neat equipment. I was on the anti-gravity or whatever it's called.
Sure.
Treadmill. What a fun thing. It is fun. It is not work. It is fun to go in and be able to do some things you cannot
normally
do.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies. Brad Evans, his terrific staff. They're 30 years here in NoCo now, folks. And all they're just connected with Northern Colorado. It's what they do, always giving back to the community. They've got the program called Roof Rescue where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofits like Habitat for Humanity. So they're just knocking it out. They knocked it out at Bruce's house. They're going to do the same thing for you on time, on budget. It's our good friends at Advanced Roofing Technologies. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. All right, on the program today, got to love this guy, Jeff Fulton, the head coach at Northridge for the first 18 years that the football program existed, still teaches there. I think 41 years now teaching. We'll get that correct number from Jeff here in a second. Fossil Ridge football coach going into his fourth year here.
It's Fossil Ridge Day.
It is, you know, it is fun because we got Matt Johansson coming up too, basketball coach. But two guys that are very successful in what they do. But we'll talk to Jeff coming up here. And the big dude that played defense for Nathan Hallmark last year, 29 tackles for losses, which is a ridiculous number, is going to a prep school in North Carolina. So Jeff is kind of weeping over that as he was a junior last year. So he would probably been up for a defensive player of the year. The state would have been that good. So,
and that's happened on the basketball side too. I don't like these prep schools that take current high school players.
It's the minor leagues, right?
For the prep schools that will take a graduate,
sure,
and
sure.
Add an additional year of high school,
right,
to help with maturity.
Interesting. Didn't know you could do that.
Yes, but I'm totally against the prep schools that are taking current athletes and students away from their everyday high school.
Yeah.
Kids miss out on prom. They miss out on homecoming. They miss out on assemblies. There's so much more to life than just playing a sport.
For sure. Yep.
And don't like it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk to Jeff about that, see what he thinks about that choice, of course, going to a school that he said Nathan's going to have looks from huge, huge Division I schools.
And he still will. It doesn't matter. He's going to get those looks, whether he's at Fossil Ridge High School or an academy.
You bet.
He's going to get the same looks.
Matty Johansson, Fossil Ridge basketball coach, will be on with us also about 11:35. So, as Coach just said, it's going to be Fossil Ridge Day. We'll talk about the Rockies. Is this a big road trip coming up? It is if you're Brady Hull or Tanner Schwint, as you're starting to deal. The bet between them is on July 1st. Will the Rockies be above or below 8 games below 500? That's the bet. 8 games below 500. Brady says they'll be worse than that. Tanner says they'll be better than that. We're going to find out. We'll talk about the Rockies road trip at some point today coming up. We'll come back in a moment. Allo Communication Studios. It is Jeff Fulton jumps on with us, the Fossil Ridge football coach down at Mesa watching his daughter play. So we'll see that. Come back in a moment here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Allo Communication Studios. Clark and the Coach today. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you, and we're talking Avalanche. We're talking all kinds of stuff here today. Wait, this is a Sabercat day, man. We got Jeff Fulton coming up here in just a flash, and then we've got Matt Johansson, who's going to join us as well. So we'll get to that in a second. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Waslowski, the WAS out there, Athletic Development Specialist for the last 5 years here in NOCO. PWI, that's getting your player to the next level. PWI is your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center right here in the heart of Greeley. For services, trainer bios, testimonials, go to PWItraining.com. Let's go to the Gould Parts Hotline. One of my favorite guys and a great friend of the show, Jeff Fulton, head football coach at Fossil Ridge High School, starting his fourth year with the big boys over there. Jeff jumps on the phone right now from Mesa, Colorado. Jeff, how are you?
Craig, how are you?
Hey, we're doing
Clark. I'm sorry, Clark and Bruce. Coach Bruce.
After 40 years, you can call me whatever you want. Yeah, that's right.
Right. I was going to ask you guys, who do you call to get a testimonial on me? Because you got the testimonial with the PI.
Anytime you want, you call me, and we'll give you a testimonial, man. That's good
fair
stuff.
Enough.
I said Mesa, Colorado. It's Gunnison, right? Aren't we?
Well,
no, where are we? We're in Mesa.
Colorado.
Okay, it is Mesa, right?
It's Colorado,
Colorado Mesa,
right.
University.
Yeah. MSU.
In the town of what?
Grand Junction.
It's in Grand Junction. That's where I'm going. Okay.
Coach, we have to, you know, this
you guy's keep
been
me
in Colorado now for I don't know how long, but right. No matter when they come from California,
they don't.
We have to continue to teach.
Right. He's a geography major.
Yeah, God. Can I tell you about some geography stories I had? Yeah, I almost got thrown out of my geography class. You would have loved me, Jeff. I had this row of guys in the back, and all we did was make trouble. Not a great thing. Not a great thing for the teacher.
I would have come and sat in between you all.
Oh, okay.
You.
And I figure you're a pretty intense guy. I figure I had a guy that Don Shotliff was his name, and he would – this is back in the day where you could pretty much just kick the crap out of the people in the class. He would, if you looked at another student and were talking, you'd have chalk flying at you. So,
those days are long gone.
Those days are way long
gone, aren't
they,
though, Coach? Yeah. We can't look at a kid wrong right now.
Jeff, how many years teaching for you now? God, we've got to be, I hate to say it, but it's close to 40, right?
It'd be my 41st.
Yes.
Fall.
Nice.
Yeah. Crazy stuff there. Talk to me about being down at Mesa. We were talking this morning. You said the dorms are like a resort down there now. So Mesa's doing it the right way, right?
They are. They spend a lot of money in the dormitory world here and the facility world. They've taken this place to the next level. It's been a while since I've been here. The last time I was here was about 5 or 6 years ago when my oldest son was getting semi-recruited here.
Sure.
Not totally recruited, but they've done a really good job. And I'm here with the Northridge Grizzly basketball team as my daughter Jillian is going to be a junior. And she's, as Coach Dick knows, they put on clinics and camps all summer long. So it's our second one. We did the University of Northern Colorado last weekend, and we're here for 3 days over here at Colorado Mesa.
There's nothing better for a team than going to the team camps in the summer, Coach. It's just there's good bonding, there's good competition. You find
right.
out things about your team that you really don't find out, you know, in the everyday life of school. And it's just a lot of fun, and Mesa's a terrific place. It is my favorite place, actually, in Colorado.
They do a great job.
Love Grand Junction.
Yeah, it's reasonable, and the dorms are just excellent.
I have two former players on the men's basketball team, and they just both love Grand Junction and Colorado Mesa.
Yeah, their enrollment's pushing 12,000 people.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot of people for a Western Slope kind of university, but it's full-fledged. It gets my full support, for sure.
And for parents, there's always Palisade where you can stop at the wineries.
And get peaches.
And get peaches, too.
Got to get the peaches, right?
Got to get the peaches. Talk to me, Coach, a little bit about Jillian. She'll be going into her junior year. Hoops and soccer. Dan and Tom Beck, man, it's the Beck family jumping in with your daughter. So that's
absolutely
cool. That is cool stuff. And how much, and that's the question for me, is you've been doing this forever. You've been teaching forever. You've been coaching forever. Your kids get through high school. Is there starting to look at a time where you're going to go, maybe now's the time I get out and go watch them play at the next level? Or what does that look like for you? Do you ever think about, boy, I'm starting to look at when a day might come where I'm not a coach?
Well, no, Clark, categorically not. I love the sport I'm in. I love all competition and sports. And more than that, I love the classroom and being around high school kids.
Sure.
I don't do fishing very much. I'd be good fishing if I had hand grenades. That
was you and really me. Well. You and me, Jeff, have to go fishing sometime because I'm the same way. Let's just bomb them out of there. That's right.
I know it's frustrating to me, but of course, to the experts who do it well, they're going to argue with that, and that's fine. But no, Clark, I have a great job. I have a great, you know, I call them my customers.
Sure.
My customers are my athletes, and my students, and my student athletes, and. I just, you know, I don't even contemplate retirement. I don't even think about it. I don't have any desire to retire. I just hope, you know, I'll stay healthy, and if I can positively impact kids and environments and develop relationships, then I'm in.
Let's talk a little bit about the 5A Northern Conference Champions. That's right. The Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Yeah, let's do that 100 times, right? That's good stuff. So I'm talking to you today, and the guy who was a star defensively for you last year, Nathan Hallmark, is headed to a prep school. This makes Bruce kind of go off the tracks. Let Bruce tell you what he thinks about it, and I'd like to get your opinion. Of course, kids want to be showcased, but, you know, at what expense, Bruce?
Well, the young man is already showcased, so I think that's just a fallacy. I'm just going to throw that right out there now.
Okay.
But, you know, as far as my opinion, coach, of prep schools, I think they're terrific for kids that have already graduated and played their 4 years in high school. If a young man needs more maturity, maybe needs to get academically acclimated a little more toward a college campus, then I'm all for prep schools. Prep schools taking a junior out of high school that's an upcoming senior, I think it's a selfish act on both the school and the athlete.
Yeah.
And I think they miss out on so many things that we strive for our kids to experience in high school, whether they are an athlete, a non-athlete, whether they are good, whether they are average, it doesn't matter. The day-to-day social aspects of being in a high school, there is no comparison. The benefits of education and I could rant and rave on this for a long time, but, you know, I think Clark's probably saying that's enough, but
I'm giving him the wrap-up signal here.
I am totally against these kids going to a prep school when they could be going to the high school that's in their neighborhood.
Well, let me clarify with Nathan Hallmark. He did graduate.
Oh, good.
Oh,
look at
it. Okay.
Wow.
His Colorado eligibility is over. He did his 8 semesters in high school.
Wow.
So he is what we call reclassified. And he's going to, I think it's North Carolina. No, it's South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. There's a prep school there. He did not have any what I would call big-time offers coming out of Fossil.
So this is his extra year.
There you go. Now
there, I'm all for that.
Oh, okay. Clarified.
I'm all for that.
Look at that.
I am. There's so many athletes today, coach, that they're jumping ship there, you know, even after their sophomore year to go to these prep schools.
Yes,
and leaving their high schools high and dry. That's where my rant goes.
I am totally for.
In fact, I've had known some athletes that they've so benefited from the extra year of high school, and I think that's terrific.
And that's where Nathan, that's what
he's
doing.
Nice. Good for Nathan.
Yeah,
way to go, Nathan.
Yes, exactly. I clearly understand where you're at. I, too, don't like a kid who maybe jilts his current high school because he's chasing the big banana, as Al McGuire used to call it. And Coach Dick, you'll remember Al McGuire for sure.
Of course.
And Clark. But Nathan just didn't land in a good place. He was offered by University of Northern Colorado. And I want to be gentle, but he didn't feel like that was a good match for him.
Sure, sure.
And so he reclassified. He's going to go to Myrtle Beach, and he's hoping for a bigger offer. And what they'll do there is they're going to put 20 pounds on him because he's going to be 19 instead of 18 years old. And hopefully he's going to get that bigger offer. And in my opinion, he deserves that. He's that athletic and he's that good.
And coach, if for some reason he doesn't get that bigger offer, that's going to help him realize that, you know what, this is the right place for me, whether it be a similar university like UNC or just that level. But after a year of prep school, that maturity level, they will he'll feel great about his decision.
No doubt. And I wish we all could go back and remember how smart we were at 19 compared to being 18. So, and that's where Nathan will be at. And he's going to be more physical and he's going to be all those things. So we're excited to follow him from a long distance.
All right. I'm just happy, Coach, that it's not one of your current juniors that are not coming back for their senior year.
Yes, I agree with you totally on the feeling tone of that. It's definitely not the case here with Nathan.
Jeff, what are the plans for the Sabercat football team this summer? You guys hitting some camps, 7-on-7s. What do you like to do with your team during the summer?
So a long time ago, I discovered our current policy and protocol is we work out every day of the week except Wednesdays. We give the boys two hard days, Monday and Tuesday. They get to sleep in, they get to go fishing, they get to go do what they want on Wednesday, and we bring them back Thursday and Friday, and then, of course, we don't meet with them on weekends. We did the CSU passing camp under Coach Norville. We actually won it this year.
Boom.
Which is, it was great. We won 7 games in a row and beat some other competitive 5A schools. And, of course, we played some lower classification schools, too. But we did what we had to do between Tyler Kubat, Mac Bousteed, Trek Keyworth, who was a under-the-radar kind of recruit kid,
sure,
and a wide receiver. We really played well. And that was last Sunday. It was all day last 2 Sundays ago. And then Wednesday of last week, we went to Bronco camp, passing camp. We won our flight, and they had like 18 flights. So you got to play 3 other teams. We won them. So as the winner of your flight, you get invited back to the Pat Bowlen training facility down there. And we went down there, and we beat Broomfield. Then we beat Erie, and we lost at the buzzer to Fairview, which is a common opponent for us because they're in our league.
Trek, you mentioned Trek Keyworth, athletic kid, and you're right. I guess you would know that he's under the radar, but this young man has some athleticism and definite ability to play at the next level.
He definitely does, Coach. He's not a Notre Dame kid or Oklahoma kid. We get that, but this kid does it the right way every day on the field and off the field. He's a coach's kid, which means the world to me, having two boys that played for me. He's just got great hands, great route runner, and so coachable. And he's gotten some visitation from Eastern Washington, and that's kind of where he's going to fall in. There's no shame in being in the Big Sky Conference. That's a great conference, as UNC will attest. And so we just need to get him on people's radar, and he will.
Coach, this is going to be fun to watch you guys this year. And as I talked to you this morning, you said, God, we've got some polar opposites on our schedule. You've got Loveland, you got Windsor, who put like 11 men in a phone booth and run some kind of running offense. But you guys are going to be tossing the ball around the yard. I can't wait to see what Tyler Kubat, almost 300 yards a game as a junior, what he's going to do. 27 touchdown passes. You got Dominic Leone, you got Trek Keyworth, and of course you got Mac Bousteed, who had a huge year. This is going to be fun to watch this offense this year.
It will, and we're going to be exciting to watch. Woody Hayes used to say, throwing the ball, three things can happen.
Sure.
Two of them are bad, but Tyler makes such good decisions with his mind, and then of course he can extend plays with his feet that anytime he pulls it down, I'm the one on the sideline saying hook slide, because I don't want to take a shot from anybody. But he just makes people miss when he pulls it down. And the legacy game last year, which put us in a position to win the league championship, he was unbelievable moving around in the pocket, and that was with a gimpy knee. So not a major injury at all. It was just a bursa sac had ruptured, and so he had some swelling. But, we've got some wideouts, and we've got a sophomore coming in named Marcus Moser, and he is just going to be something else. He is a Power 5 recruit right now.
Wow.
And he's only 15 years old.
Good. Unbelievable, no doubt about it.
Yeah, his linear speed, he ran track, which which we love our football players to run track, but his linear speed is off the charts. He's something else.
That is great stuff. So we've got our 13 days, 13 teams coming up pretty soon. You're in there. We're going to be calling you and talking to you and a bunch of players and going way more in-depth about the Sabercat football team coming up here this fall. So we'll 3 weeks to a month, we'll catch you again and we'll talk. But enjoy Mesa and enjoy watching your daughter play. It's one of the greatest things for a dad to see one of their kiddos out there being passionate about something.
Absolutely. It takes a lot to get me away from Sabercat football.
That's right.
But this is one of the things that will take me away. So.
Great talking to you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach Dick. I hope you're well.
You have a terrific rest of your summer.
Thanks, Jeff.
You too, sir. Thanks, Clark.
You bet. Jeff Fulton, the head football coach out at Fossil Ridge. I want to say Northridge. He's gone from one ridge to the other, from North to Fossil. 6A football for the big guys coming up this year, so cannot wait for that. But they are the defending 5A Northern champs. I think they're calling it the FRL again this year, going back to that. So we'll come back in a moment. We're sliding behind time a little bit. Matt Johansson, head basketball coach at Fossil Ridge High School. We'll talk to him about team camps and everything they're going through this year. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back to the program, Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Tuesday here in NOCO from the Allo Communications Studios here at KFKA. Thank you to my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, taking care of my car, my kids' cars. They're just keeping the Johnson family on the road. They can do the same thing for you, folks. 40 years in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Now they've got you covered in Loveland as well. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Top to bottom, folks. Total car care, maintenance, whatever you need, pre-trip stuff, pre-buying a car stuff, bring it into them. They'll take care of you. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Let's go to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head basketball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. Matt Johansson jumps in. Matt, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We're good. Man. I got this guy sitting next to me with all these wins, and I know you got a bunch together. You guys, man, it's just a win factory out here. Talk to me, and I hear, Matt, that you are retiring from teaching. You're going to coach, but you're going to sink your teeth into the real estate market. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I am fully retired now, and I'm enjoying the summer. I'm looking forward to enjoying it a little bit more after June, and. You know, to keep myself busy, I'm not somebody who can just sit around and just do nothing. So I'm going to get into real estate. So I've been doing that for about a year and a half, and it's been great.
Fantastic. What do you hear from Andy these days?
Not much. He's down in the Castle Rock area, and I don't hear much from him too much.
All right, so I'm really interested in this. You go to the KU team camp out there. Bill Self, the whole gang out there. You get to go at Allen Fieldhouse, all that stuff. You guys have had multiple trips there? This is not your first one, right?
No. I actually played out just south of Lawrence, so I know Lawrence very well. My wife and I actually got married out there. You know, I used to go out there and work for Coach Williams in the summers, and I just love KU. And, you know, I've gone out there with several teams in the past, and I wanted to get out there again, and it doesn't disappoint. It never gets old. You know, just the tradition and the just the venue there and everything else. The humidity I can leave, but everything else is great.
Well, Matt, while you were there, you got to play with something we don't experience here in Colorado. You played with the shot clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
got to
be kind of fun. You shared with me off the air, you know, some of your games. And number one, congratulations. You guys had a terrific trip, you know, and some wins over some very good schools. But tell us your experience and your kids' experience about the shot clock.
You know, it was definitely a learning curve. You know, I haven't played a whole lot of games with the shot clock, and there were some things that were exposed that we would need to work on, which I embrace. I love that. I don't want to be stuck in a rut, and anytime you can have anything that you know, something new to work on and spice up the game a little bit, I'm all for it. But, you know, our second, we only played two games because they just had it on one court there that was on their practice court. And, you know, it was a learning experience. You know, you get down, you know, you get the bench in tune with a short shot clock and you get them communicating. They're into the game a little bit more. And I liked it. I did. Now they're having said that, the two games that we lost, we didn't manage the clock at the end of the game very well. But, you know, that's what June's for, right? You know, you learn and you kind of figure things out. So I would love to see us have it.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, Matt. Is that something that you would be behind? And you know the situation with referees and stuff. It's another thing for them to have to deal with. It's another expense for the schools to have to deal with. But will it change Northern Colorado or Colorado basketball much if they put that in?
It's hard to tell. I think it would be better for the development of the kids. I think it would be better for the development of the coaches. I know for me personally, it would expand what we do, and
sure.
It would expand the IQ of the kids and just being in tune with the game. So I think that I think it would only help us. I don't think it would hurt us, but I know there's other challenges that the districts and, you know, everybody else faces. And, you know, I know at Fossil Ridge, we struggle to get game workers to fill, clocks and ticket takers and storekeepers as it is, you know, just add another mix in there on the shot clock. And training on that shot clock would be tough, for, I know, the administration to do. So I get it, but I just know from a personal and from a, from my standpoint, I'd really like to have it.
And I echo that. I think, Matt, if they would let Bruce Dick and Matt Johansson make some of these decisions, basketball in Colorado would be much more advanced. Now, we experienced something many, many years ago. You as a player and myself as a coach, the first year of the three-point line. And it seems funny to talk about that now, but Matt, you probably remember some of the coaches that were totally against the three-point shot in high school basketball.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. There were people up in arms and said, is this going to ruin it? It's going to take away the tradition of the game. It's, you know, it you name it, there was that kind of comment. And I think it's helped the game, to be honest with you.
Sure.
I mean, we don't have Steph Curry. We don't have, you know, a lot of the different offensive things that are going on these days, you know, without it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we were fortunate to be able to experiment with it in our league. And I just thought it was so advantageous for us once the state and the National Federation adopted it. And now, of course, people can't even imagine what basketball would be like without, you know, a three-point shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. And as a broadcaster, I think it's the most exciting play in the game. I've never been a big dunk guy. You know, okay, you get to the hoop and you dunk it in, great. Especially in the NBA, where it could be a dime a dozen, it's a little more, you know, it's a little more unusual in high school basketball. But I believe that the 3-point play, when you're knocking down a three, big game on the line, and you can drill three from the outside, I think it's one of the most exciting things in the game of basketball.
Well, I'm still a dunk guy.
You are. You're a dunker.
I
all right.
love dunks. Right. I love dunks. I love points in the paint. The three is definitely we definitely need it. But I kind of look at the dunk and the I look at it in football terms. You know, I think the three is the passing game, and you know the inside stuff is the running game. If you rely too heavily on one or the other,
sure,
you're not going to. You're not going to have a whole lot of success.
Well, right now, Coach, you are one heck of a passing guy coach, because nobody shoots the three better probably as a team right now than the group you had last year and this year. Some terrific shooters on your ball club.
Well, back at you, because I'm watching you guys play, and it's been fun.
Well, we're getting better.
It's good stuff. Good
yeah,
stuff.
They're creeping closer to you. I know
better,
that. So.
But you guys have, you know, I call it the snipers, you know.
That's right.
You know, like Silas from Pooter. He's a sniper. A guy that
he can fill it up.
Right. When he shoots the ball, and if it misses, it's like surprise in the gym.
You bet.
You know,
yeah.
Where a lot of guys, you shoot the ball and they make it, that's the surprise. So,
good point.
Hey, what do you have left, Matty, going into this rest of June?
So we are leaving Thursday to do our, and I'm so excited about this, go back out to San Diego.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We've gone to San Diego, probably 10, 15 years out of the years that I've been at Fossil. And, you know, that's where we really sit down and do most of our team building, you know, activities, you know, their games and kind of things, just silly little stuff to, you know, kind of have us have fun and compete with each other off the floor, you know, in a situation away from home and away from other distractions. And we usually get some beach houses and get on Mission Beach and and hang out there. We've done some cool things like train with the Navy SEALs out there before. You know, just anything we can do to, you know, increase the experience for the kids. And with COVID, we haven't been able to do it for 3 years. And, you know, we got a group that hasn't been out there, and they don't know, they don't remember, they don't know the tradition that we have. So we're looking forward to reestablishing that.
Yeah, that'll be great. Great team building and a terrific, terrific atmosphere, no doubt. Hey, Matt, thank you so much. I know Coach thanks you, too. Appreciate you guys giving us a little heads up with what's going on at Fossil Ridge. And go dig them, man. Go get this real estate thing rocking, okay?
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be talking, man.
All right. There is Matt Johansson, head basketball coach at Fossil Ridge High School, on a Fossil Ridge Sabercats day, as we caught up with Jeff Fulton, their head football coach, and now Matt Johansson. Thank you to Park Place Interiors, folks. You're looking for some value, a great deal on flooring and cabinets. Oh, boy. Park Place Interiors is the place to go. Knock it out of the park right there. Go to their website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com, and go to the clearance tag there. You can see all they do on the website, but the clearance one, you're going to have some great deals there. Also, ask them about the remnants sale out there for your carpeting and flooring. It is Park Place Interiors that get you covered in Greeley downtown on 8th Avenue here, and in Windsor on Main Street on the western half of the drag. All right, we'll come back in a moment and wrap things up here. Clark and the Coach from the Allo Communication Studios here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Got about 3 minutes left, and it is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, folks. You can get insurance in so many different places. It's about the agent. It's about the experience. Are they going to take care of you? Are they local? Are they going to get to know you, put your family in the right coverage? That's what Marinda Simpson at State Farm Insurance is going to do. 17 years now at State Farm. Give her a call today, 223-8700. It is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, Bruce. Rockies, the big bet here at KFKA is between Tanner Schwint, co-host of Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary. Tanner and Brady. Brady, of course, is our GM and the host of the whole show. They have it July 1st. Will the Rockies be over or under 8 games under 500? Will they be worse than 8 games under, or will they be best? Tanner says, of course, they're best and they're going to win the World Series. Brady says, no, not so fast, my friend. Wait, they're going to be worse than 8 games. They're 7 right now, Bruce, and look at it. They go to Miami starting tonight at Miami Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Miami, who can pitch, not the greatest offensive team in the world. Then they get Minnesota on the road. Figure maybe they can do some damage there. Minnesota's 38-30, though. Only 5-5 their last 10. Miami's 29-35. Then they come home against the Dodgers. 9 games right there. Can they go 5-4 in those 9 games?
5-4 would be terrific.
Wouldn't it be terrific?
And I think if they could...
Lollipops and candy bars.
If they could get 2 out of 3 in Miami, but... the Rockies have not always played great against the Marlins.
No, that's you're exactly
both
right.
Came in the same year, and the Marlins have, you know, they have a world championship under their belt. The Rockies made it to the series but didn't win. And then going up to Minnesota, Minnesota's playing good baseball.
Absolutely.
They're kind of an every other year, it seems like, the Twins.
Sure.
And this year, Rocco Baldelli has these guys going in the right direction, and 5-4 in the next nine would be, I think, really good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. What do you got going on tonight here as we are into the last minute of the program here?
Well, we have a big camp tomorrow, leading up to tomorrow, a shooting camp at Power to Play. Close to 50 kids registered now, so that's a biggie. Some open gym with the high school guys wrapping up June, similar to what Coach Johansson was talking about, and on our way to a team camp as well.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you to Jeff Fulton, Fossil Ridge football coach, Matt Johansson, Fossil Ridge basketball coach. Whole show is coming up next for you folks here, so stand by from the Allen Communications Studios as we continue with this great programming on KFKA, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.